The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
Yeah. The celebrity that is now openly talking about their sexuality is Shawn Mendes. And there's no bigger fan of Shawn Mendes that I'm aware of than Kevin from The Wake Up Call.
Mm-hmm.
Loves Shawn. Ever since we've known Kevin, yep, he's loved Shawn.
He just speaks to me.
Yeah. All right. I love that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, he was at a show. It looked like a very intimate performance. I believe it was at Red Rocks. And he decided to openly talk about his sexuality. And I'm going to play just a clip because he goes on and on talking about it for almost 3 minutes. This is just a clip of it. If it seems like there's dramatic music playing underneath of it, like it's a scene from a Hallmark movie, that's because Shawn is playing the guitar while he's talking about this, just to explain.
Since I was really young, there's just been this thing about my sexuality, and people have been talking about it for so long. Kind of silly because I think sexuality is such a beautifully complex thing, and it's so hard to just put into boxes. And the real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everyone, and I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times.
And obviously, the crowd very supportive of this.
Well, good.
Wow. That is great. It's great. And I know that that's his truth, and that's fine. But is this basically him saying, like, I'm probably gay?
I think at the very least, he's saying I'm not straight.
Right.
I think he's thinking about it.
I got the vibe from that. Like, I've been in the laboratory doing some experiments.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Which is totally fine. You know the wake up call. We don't care what it is.
No,
you know?
God, no.
I just think that, like, is it possible that he's using this ambiguity as some sort of ploy to stay in headlines?
I think that if you're a celebrity, I think that coming out is an even more complicated thing, especially if you are a pretty little pop star like Shawn Mendes.
I think this would only help him.
I think that there is a fear that it will make him less marketable to women.
Did you not hear the women in that audience?
I know, but like his people might think, oh, well, then you won't be a heartthrob to women anymore. This is the Matt Bomer effect. Okay.
Matt Bomer's an actor.
Okay. And we all know that he should have been Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey.
You got to let this go.
I'm never going to let
You've
it go.
You've got this.
He, as a person that read all of those terrible books, okay?
They are terrible books.
He was absolutely Christian Grey. Nobody else could have been, but they wouldn't cast him because they thought women couldn't lust after him because he's gay. And I am here to tell you I will.
Gay in real life, and then he was denied a role as a straight man. Okay. First of all, I don't know what you talk about in therapy, but it should be this. Okay? You got to let Matt Bomer go.
Okay.
Second of all, I think that even that, though, which doesn't seem that long ago, but it was. That was probably like 7 years ago. I think that we're past that now.
I hope we are.
I think that if Shawn Mendes fully came out of the closet and said he was gay, it would only help his career.
Maybe he doesn't want that to help his career. Maybe he wants his career to stand on its own.
But I'm saying that, like, if he's thought about it, which he says he's thinking about it, if it turns out that he's gay, then just say it. Just say it. I think that there, nothing but good things would happen to you after that. Did you hear the audience? They're super supportive of you. I don't think there's one person in that audience is just like, oh.
Well, you don't know that. Look what happened to Taylor Swift when she inexplicably decided who she was going to vote for. But people started, like, burning her merch. Now, I know she's going to be fine.
Right.
But, like... people are crazy.
Well, people are crazy. But, I mean, do you think, though, that there's a hardcore Shawn Mendes fan out there who is also a homophobe?
Oh, there's always a homophobe. You can't swing a dead cat without finding one.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. All right. Well, because, I mean, the only thing I really know about Shawn Mendes is that there's the whole speculation about whether or not he's gay.
Really understood where that came from.
It's his mannerism, how he talks.
How does that make you feel?
That's why I said he speaks to me.
Right, because
people
you get it.
Us.
I know.
People judge us for the surface and not what's in the inside.
Right. And what's inside of you? A super straight man.
Yes. Yes. Slaying.
Okay, that's not helping.
What are your thoughts about Shawn? About Shawn,
yes.
Mendes? Text him in to 916-909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.